Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. My name is David Thoreau, and I'm the president of the Independent Institute. I want to welcome you all to our Independent Policy Forum this evening. As many of you know, we hold events here at the Independent Institute's Conference Center in Oakland, California on a regular basis. And our program tonight is entitled Against Leviathan, Government Policy and a Free Society, with economist and historian Robert Higgs, who's the author of the new book, Against Leviathan. In his work, Dr. Higgs combines an economist's analytical scrutiny, an historian's respect for the facts, and a refusal to accept the standard excuses and cruelties of government officialdom. For those of you new to our program, the Independent Institute is a non-partisan academic public policy research institute. We sponsor many studies and produce many books. We also publish a journal called The Independent Review, which is also edited by our speaker tonight, Dr. Higgs. This is the current issue. The Independent Institute aims to adhere to the highest standards of independent inquiry, and our work is pursued regardless of political or social fashion or biases. You're all welcome to join and visit us at our website at independent.org. We're delighted this evening to welcome viewers from C-SPAN, who can find further information about the Institute at independent.org, including our many books, the journal I mentioned, future events, and a treasure trove of articles and studies on virtually every issue that's facing Americans and people around the world. I also want to point out that on our website you'll find out about our next event, which will be held on October 28th, which is a Wednesday. That event is entitled The Empire Has No Clothes, Exposing U.S. Foreign Policy. It will feature another of our senior fellows, Dr. Ivan Eland, who will discuss his new book of the same title. The great American journalist and author H.L. Mencken once boldly wrote, quote, "The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety. By menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary," unquote. Could this really be true? Since the year 2001, despite low inflation, federal spending overall has increased by an astounding 29%, with non-defense discretionary growth of approximately 36% and the highest increase in defense spending in a generation. We now have the largest deficits in U.S. history, the highest rate of government growth since the guns and butter Vietnam War era period presidencies of Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson. At the same time, federal agencies have been given new powers to search anyone's property, intercept all phone, internet and other communications, as well as inspect health and financial records. During this time, President Bush has become the first full-term president since John Quincy Adams. That goes back to Adams' one-term presidency, which was 1825 to 1829. The first presidency not to have vetoed a single bill. In response, Senator John Kerry has been calling for even higher taxes and federal spending. And within a little over a month, Americans will be choosing between these two options. In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, while others were silent, led by our senior fellow Robert Higgs, we predicted an explosion of government power. Many didn't believe us. Our prediction was that politicians and special interest groups would take full advantage of a frightened American public. 20 years ago, approximately, Bob Higgs wrote another book, which has become something of a classic, called Crisis and Leviathan, which is this book. In the book, he looks at the question of why government grows and the nature of government power. And he finds that the engine of government power rests in government's responses and declarations of so-called national crises, real or imagined, including economic upheavals like the Great Depression, but especially wars, such as World War I, World War II, the Cold War, and so on. The result has been an increasing government power which endures long after each crisis passes, undercutting both civil and economic liberties, and fostering an extensive profligacy that doesn't seem to be too much in keeping with the mandate to either protect the citizenry or advance the public welfare. As government grows, notes Dr. Higgs, it achieves a form of autonomy, making it ever more difficult to decrease its size and scope, and to resist its further efforts to increase its reach, with one caveat. So long as the citizenry remains ignorant or uninformed of its true effects. So we're delighted this evening to discuss this and related issues, especially pertaining to Dr. Higgs's new book. He is a senior fellow in political economy here at the Independent Institute and editor of, as I mentioned, of our quarterly journal, The Independent Review. He received his PhD in economics from Johns Hopkins University. He's taught at the University of Washington, at Lafayette College and Seattle University. In addition to Crisis and Leviathan and Against Leviathan, he is the author or editor of such books as Arms Politics and the Economy, Emergence of the Modern Political Economy, The Transformation of the American Economy, Competition and Coercion, Hazardous to Our Health, and two other forthcoming books, one being entitled Rethinking Green, and the other one coming out from Oxford next year called Depression, War, and Cold War. His articles have appeared in many academic journals. He's contributed to many scholarly books, and his publications, his popular articles, that is, have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the Los Angeles Times, San Francisco Chronicle, and many other publications. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Robert Higgs.